thrust coming forth in your life, changing others' lives. And don't even pay attention to their first glance, their last glance, their anything else they're doing. You're the man that can make men worship God. And you're the man that can help people understand, men understand the love of God. It's your mission on this earth, and you know how to do it. You know how to do it. And you're already doing it, but there shall be increase, and there won't be one weak spot. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The Lord says He's got your back. There are signs and wonders and miracles all around you. You're going to tell the story of how real men love Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. I just see the Lord just pulling up one of your spiritual ribs and shoving a gift in there. Thank you for it, Lord. And it's protected. It's protected. It's protected. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the management skills right here. Quick to respond to the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. There is a stepping up now. Believe me for all of it. Believe me for all of it, says the Lord. I've got a plan, and I'm going to carry it out. Put your faith in action and believe me. Put your faith in action. There's a new car coming to you. There's a new car coming to you in Jesus' name. Pull it on in by your faith. Somewhere in there, the enemy tried to tell you, you're left out. You're not left out. Get right in the middle of everything. The power that can be released by someone who prays like you can pray is so important. The authority is not weakened because your voice is quieter. There's the same authority there. It doesn't matter, and we can all hear you clearly. That's not an issue and never will be again. But you will sing again. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now there's a win right there. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are going on a European tour.
Yes, Lord.
Just drop down right there. Just drop right out of the spirit realm.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Wait a minute. I need to ask him something. Can I go with her? I'm going too.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. All right. Come on along. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have anything they want to say? Now's the time. Okay.
When you prophesied over Larry,
talk loud.
When you prophesied over Larry, I heard that you're going to not only have divine appointments, but divine entertainment. So there, I got the impression that not just things that you love for entertainment, but divine entertainment of angels.
Ooh.
You're
Glory.
Going to have divine entertainment of angels.
Glory.
In other words, you'll entertain angels. In other words, they'll be around you. And they are around you. There's one standing right behind you right now, and he's yours. But there are more coming on the scene. Oh, there's a reaping angel. Oh, I just heard that angel. He said, there's a reaping angel for you, but there's another reaping angel in Victory Church. He said, I've been here 6 days waiting. We receive everything he has in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. It's a corporate reaper. I heard the Lord say this. You're going to have a deeper drink of the things of God than you've ever experienced in all your time in God. The whole time, a deeper drink. There's still territory to take from an inheritance from your father. Whatever was stolen will be given back with a vengeance quality. Vengeance, and it's true, not other people being hurt, but in God rewarding you back with it. Don't let go of it. It's yours. And it will come back to you. And you are more of a land man than you know. It's in there. But you know what to do with it. I'm not talking about you having to look after a lot of land. I'm talking about, but you know what to do with land as it comes and goes in and out of your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Jason, who's... son, Jason. I have no idea what this is about, but I'm going to say it. Y'all stand up. I'm going to say it directly to him. In the name of Jesus, God will change your mind. Whatever it is, y'all know. We don't need to know. Thank you, Jesus. I see God giving you plates of goodness. Just dishing it out. You're his dish and he loves you and he's just dishing it out, officer. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn the lights on. We're going to go out of here. Does anyone else have anything they want to say? You're in the comfort of your own home. We'll let you say something. We're opening the floor. Okay, go.
When you were giving the word to Pastor Phil about a good-hearted man, I saw a sun rising, breaking day, and I heard sunrise. It's a new day coming up. And then as we were praying, or when you're praying for people, I heard it for the whole congregation. I kept seeing the sunrise. It was a new day. A new sun was breaking like through the, you know, out. So, yeah, it's really positive.
Praise the Lord. You just led me to something. The word of the Lord came to me about you and I almost forgot. And he just, thank you. I was driving down the road and I was talking to Deb and all of a sudden the Lord told me something about you. You know, when Jacob got cheated. Okay. So God gave him a plan with the ring straight. Go read that story because that belongs to you. That's your word. That's good. Yeah, he ended up with everything. And we're not talking about people here. We're talking about spirits and stuff. But it's just the spirits. But I'm telling you, he ended up with everything. And so it's going to be the dream that you put out in front of you, the vision you put out in front of you, and have it out here. And you're going to, those deals are going to do like this. Yes.
When you were given the word of Jordan about blowing the cap off, as soon as you said it, I just felt like a hurricane wind like blow me. And I know there's no storm inside this building. So.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever's blowing off is already happening.
Yeah. He blew it off when he shouted. Because a shout changes things. Sure does.
I saw something for him as well. That I was like, should I give it or not? What I saw was like a soda bottle or a Topo Chico, if you will.
All right.
Topo Chico has a lot of fizz. And so when that top came off, everybody around him gets wet.
Oh, thank God.
Rachel Calvary. That's exactly what I saw in the spirit. It was a bottle cap like on a soda, and it blew off. Going for a walk in the garden with the Lord, He's going to take you by the hand and lead you and tell you exactly what the next steps are, step by step. You'll never have to wonder. You're going to walk right into them. There is an anointing change on you. There's going to be a shift on you. There's things that you've done for years that you won't do anymore because something brand new has to be done. And so just receive that shift and move over into that next place. It's okay. And there'll be a tendency to, well, I've always. No. It's okay. You're going to wave goodbye to it, and you'll go, it was blessed in its time, but it's a going on, and I'm moving on. And it's all right. And I hear the Lord saying, I've just got something new to place on your head. Some new crown to place on your head. There's more to do from a different side that is going to produce more results.